Hi there, and welcome to this ISIS Chemical News Central podcast for the week starting Monday the 7th of February, 2011. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nigel Davis. We're bringing you a selection of the news published across the ISIS group over the past week. You can find us in all the usual places at www.isis.com, on Podomatic and on iTunes. And of course, you can download the RSS feed of this show from the latter two sites.
You certainly can, Nigel. Interesting week for us. We've got the political situation in Egypt causing fun and games in the chemical industry. We've got quarterly results coming out for people at ExxonMobil. We've got cold weather in the States, and we've got a barge still wedged across the Rhine.
The barge is still there, isn't it? You can pick up on the webcam.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll both be glued to our computers this weekend to the exclusion of our families watching the Rhine River.
There'll be a link on ISIS, I'm sure.
I'm sure we'll be
going up as we speak.
But what's been happening with Exxon and Shell? Good results for the first
time? Very good results for the full year, and clearly very good results in the fourth quarter as well. Bit of a seasonal slowdown towards the year end, but that was to be expected. Shell's results were very strong, and they were released on Thursday. Chemical sales volumes increased by 10% year on year in the fourth quarter. Largely, that was to do with the startup of that new plant in Singapore, the Shell Eastern Petrochemicals Complex. But plant availability was at 95%.
So that's pretty good.
Company doing pretty well there.
And good to see the volumes are going up, because we were talking last week about people finding it hard to get the volume demand through, weren't we?
Well, we've seen a bit of a slowdown in volumes, but if you're listening to what companies are saying now, very strong in the fourth quarter still, and some encouraging volume growth. And some maintenance of volumes quarter to quarter.
No, that's good.
Clearly a bit of problem on prices. Prices being pushed higher, but I mean, I would say rather on margins, because you've got the higher naphtha-based costs feeding their way through.
But people like Mitsubishi did pretty well in Japan, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, one thing, and perhaps just talking a bit about Exxon, they said the biggest impact on the quarter to quarter, so third quarter to fourth quarter last year, was the rapid rise in feedstock costs, and that really outpaced price increases. And that's Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, talking. Strong results, 9 months results we're talking about in this case, the first 9 months of the year for the Japanese majors, and they're being reported almost as we speak.
Sure.
And very strong results from Mitsubishi Chemicals, for instance. Chemical segment did very well.
Yep.
And the same for Japan's Mitsui Chemicals. Mitsui was saying that the petrochemical segment swung from an operating loss to a very strong profit in the 9 month period due to higher volumes of and overall sales of the segment. Strong market conditions. Net sales rose 25%.
Pretty good going.
But then, of course, that's recovery working its way through.
That's right.
Look at
Dow there. Their performance plastics were up in the fourth quarter. Products were up as well, and systems too, weren't they?
Performance products, performance systems, some of the businesses there that they've got from Roman Haas. So that adds the sort of the ballast, as it were, to the profits. But clearly a very strong gain in plastics and a significant turnaround in the fourth quarter from fourth quarter last year. Plastics EBITDA margins, so EBITDA is earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization.
That's a bit like cash, isn't it, in a way?
They improved by 520 basis points, which is a significant performance. And the performance products and performance systems margins were up more than 230 basis points. So a clear turnaround there.
But it's not,
whether that's going to be sustainable or not.
Well, I was going to say, they're not absolutely gung-ho for the rest
of
the year.
Well, Dow was clearly positive in its outlook. Andrew Liveris, the CEO, was saying we expect growth to continue, driven by a broad range of leading end markets in emerging geographies, talking about China, India, Eastern Europe and Brazil. But he did warn about inflation in emerging markets, so not just in Europe and the US, lingering unemployment issues in the US and sovereign debt issues in Europe. And he, I quote, "We remain prepared for a reversal in momentum." So,
well, good to know he's prepared. Let's just hope it doesn't happen.
Yes, exactly. Hope
and they're pushing on with their own momentum, aren't they, in Al-Jubail?
That's right. This was the project that was going to be sited at Ras Tanura, and the big project with Saudi Aramco. We're not quite sure what the project will look like now. Mm-hmm. It was two crackers before. Pretty sure it's down to one cracker now. But nothing is completely certain as we speak. It's in the final phases of its study for front-end engineering and design, Liveris said this week. The company plans to make an investment decision by mid-year.
Fine, that sounds really positive. Also, I suppose in the Middle East, North Africa, there's been a lot of political and civil unrest in Egypt this month. And
well, this is continuing. I mean,
rumbling on, isn't it? People like Methanex are repatriating the non-Egyptian
staff. Methanex have repatriated their international staff. Mm-hmm. They've got this big project, eMethanex, in Egypt, which is due for startup this quarter, but clearly that's been pushed back. And clear concerns about the ports,
sure.
Port Said on the top of the Suez Canal. The canal remains open, clearly, and the ports remain open as far as we're aware. But trouble, it's really to do with the curfews, mm-hmm. lack of communication, mm-hmm. A lot of things not getting done.
Sure.
Some problems with the chemicals. We're not really reporting any shutdowns as yet, but companies are not shipping polyethylene and polypropylene. Well, one company in particular, mm-hmm. not shipping polyethylene and polypropylene into Egypt, for instance. Egypt is a very big export of urea.
Mm-hmm.
The company producing urea is working, as far as we're aware, but it's a situation that will change and is likely to change.
As time passes, I guess.
Time passes, clearly.
And we couldn't be English people sitting here chattering away in the wintertime without mentioning the weather, but the weather in the United States. Minus 20 Fahrenheit, which I think is about -6 centigrade on a quick mental calculation, in Houston yesterday, I believe. So that's
It was very cold. It was certainly below freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Ice problems at refineries and at petrochemical plants. One cracker was down. A couple of were being restarted on Thursday. Problems likely to persist through to Friday, although the weather is likely to change by the mm-hmm. weekend, we've been told. Of course, this is the bottom of that huge storm that sure. swept across America in the middle of the week, dumping a lot of snow and pushing the cold weather way, way down into Texas.
So if you're listening to this in the United States, we suggest you wrap up warm and tune in again next week.
That's right.